Welcome to Listen, Smile, y No Te Rindas, a podcast for students of English who are hispanohablantes who want to hear real conversational American English. I'm Gabe, Gabo, here with my brother Greg, Goyo.
Hello.
Our dad was Mexicano, but we didn't hear Spanish much at home. So we've studied Spanish as a second language. We're glad you're with us today as we help you improve your conversational English. Hey, Greg, what is happening in your world today?
Hey, Gabo, I'm going to be taking it pretty easy today. I'm hoping to watch a little Netflix with my wife and my son, Lucas. We've started watching The Sandman.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's English, British, and it's very good. It's very fantastical. What about you? What are you doing today?
Well, I don't have a lot of plans. I'm supposed to eat out with one of my friends. If we stick with our plans, we're going to do that this evening.
What kind of place would you go? What kind of restaurant would you go to?
We're thinking about getting Chinese food.
Yum, yum.
So that does sort of introduce today's topic. Today we're going to be talking about some ways we use the word stick in English. S-T-I-C-K. Very common word.
Super common, super common. Before we begin, we're going to introduce four terms in the episode that may not be so familiar to you in English. So we'll translate them now, and then we'll try to support you during the episode with more translation and synonyms and things like that. The first term is beg, to beg, which is rogar. The second one is to dump your boyfriend, which is dejar a tu novio. The third term is loyal, which is leal. In this episode, we use leal. It can also sometimes be fiel, depending on context. And then also, we're going to be talking about a restaurant's dress code. So that's a código de vestimenta. So beg, rogar, dump your boyfriend, dejar a tu novio, loyal, leal, and dress code, código de vestimenta.
Great. Así es. The first thing we should talk about is using the word stick as a noun. So a stick es un palo. So we use the word twig for a really small stick, usually. So a twig is a little stick. And then, of course, a really big stick, once it becomes big enough, we would call it a log. But a log is much, much larger than what most of us would call a stick.
That's right. And certainly stick is something we describe in nature, right? You pick up sticks outside in the forest, in el bosque. But you can also have a stick of gum. You can have a stick of dynamite. A stick is not necessarily nature, right? It could be something that's more manufactured, but it's a certain size. It's not too big, not too little, and we call it a stick. So that's the noun, and you probably have heard that before as a noun, stick. But understand that this episode is really going to be about the verb to stick, or to stick and then something else, as a phrasal verb. So it's important to note that the participle form of stick is not sticked. There's no such thing as sticked. Because I know, for example, jumped, right? That's a thing. Crashed, right? Those are the ED forms of these regular verbs. This verb is a little bit irregular. And so it would go like this. I stick. I stuck. I have stuck. So there's your participial form when you're using this or hearing it. I stick, I stuck, I have stuck. Another way that you're going to hear us use the word stick in this episode is sticky. Sticky, I use a lot in our review to mean pegajoso. to affix to cling to. And today we're going to use that in the sense of a sticky situation. So again, stick is a noun and sticky is an adjective, but mostly today we're going to be talking about stick as a verb.
Right. So a sticky situation is a situation that presents some challenges or some difficulties. It could be a situation that would be difficult to navigate or difficult sometimes to know what to do. So mm-hmm. I was going to talk about a sticky situation that I learned about. You know, our friend Debbie, mm-hmm. she found herself in a sticky situation on Saturday.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, you remember that a few weeks ago, Debbie broke up with Mike. Right. Her boyfriend, Mike. And
yeah, I do remember that. And they'd been together for a while. So, I mean, they were like a couple.
Yes. Yes. So she broke up with Mike and didn't want to see him anymore. And she's just starting to date. You I don't know if you remember our friend from camp, Bobby.
Bobby. Oh, yeah. With the glasses. Yeah, I remember Bobby.
Yes. So she has started dating Bobby. So she was at a restaurant on Saturday on her second date with Bobby. And so
So Debbie is going out with Bobby. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. They just have started to see each other. Mm-hmm. So they're at this restaurant, on Saturday and they are about to eat dessert, right? They've had their main meal and they're going to eat something sweet. Mm-hmm. And who walks up to their table but Mike? And Mike sits down next to Bobby and starts begging Debbie to take him back. So está rogando a Debbie to let her let him be her boyfriend again.
Oh no.
And you know, she did not know what to do to get him to leave.
Ah, su madre. Yeah, that is definitely a sticky situation for sure.
So that brings us to this phrase, to stick by. And so to stick by es como ser leal. So Mike is at this restaurant talking to Debbie, mm-hmm. who is out on a date with Bobby. Mm-hmm. And Mike says, Debbie, you didn't stick by me. Mm. Just because I lost my job, you dumped me. You broke up with me by text. So, me dejaste por mensaje. Rompiste conmigo por mensaje. So he's upset and he tells her that she didn't stick by him.
Yeah, that's definitely a sticky situation. Our next expression is going to be stick up for. So Mike is saying that Debbie did not stick by Debbie. Stick up for is a little different and it's kind of like the word defender in Spanish.
Right. Así es. So Debbie is in a sticky situation because her ex-boyfriend is at the same restaurant and he's sitting down at her table while she's trying to be on a date with Bobby. Mm-hmm. And Mike is upset and he begs her to come back to him. And he's mad at her because she did not stick by him.
That's right. Sticking by means you are not loyal to someone, right? No eras fiel.
And if you aren't loyal to someone, you are not sticking by them. However, if you don't support them in front of other people, you don't stick up for them.
Oh, so stick up for is in front of somebody else and stick by is with the person that's kind of like the main person.
Así es. So Mike was like, and what's more, you never stuck up for me with our boss. So you stick up for someone with another person or another, a group of people. So he says, you never stuck up for me with our boss.
Oh, no defendiste frente al jefe, no? Or frente a la jefa. Let's come up with another example, Gabe. How would you say that we stuck up for each other? We stuck up for each other when we were kids?
Yeah, I think for the most part we did. I remember one time, one summer, Dad got mad at me because I had left a mess in the kitchen. I think I had left a bunch of dirty dishes, and Dad got mad, and you stuck up for me by saying that you had actually called me away from the kitchen to help you paint the house.
So there we were, two boys painting the house in the summertime. Wow. And I know our dad. I know that he would have been, I don't remember this, but I imagine he would have been fine with it. Like, you left a mess in the kitchen, but as long as you were doing something useful, right? You were painting the house. So what, you're like holding the ladder or something?
Right. I was holding the ladder because the house won't get painted if Gregory falls off the ladder.
That's right. That would be very inconvenient, very inconvenient.
But I do remember you sticking up for me and me appreciating that. So Dad's anger went away really fast.
Oh, I'm glad I stuck up for you. Whew. All right. Our next expression is kind of like stick up for, but listen to the difference, or stuck up for, right? Past tense. This is just stuck up. You're just a stuck up person, which is kind of like saying se cree muy muy, right? Un snob. So in Spanish, I think un snob is claro a sustantivo, right? It's a noun. But I'm not aware of a way to say stuck up as a noun in English. So it's an adjective. So you would never hear someone say he is a stuck up. Right. Como
right.
Es un snob. But rather that he is stuck up. It's describing the person, right? He's stuck up.
Right. Okay, you could say he is a stuck up person.
Yes, that's right.
We would never say he's a stuck up.
Yeah, he's stuck up. Oh, do you remember that girl? She's stuck up.
Right.
You remember that group of people? They were so stuck up in high school. Okay, so let me understand. Debbie and Bobby are on this date. And Mike has come in, yeah, enfrentado. He's confronted Debbie. And he says, you didn't stick by me, and you never stuck up for me with our boss. Is that right?
That's right. So Debbie says, Bobby, you refused to wear regular pants at our workplace.
What?
So instead, you insisted on wearing pajama pants covered in the poop emoji, el emoji de popó.
Que loco.
So Mike says to her, I don't know why you hated those pajama pants. I always knew you were stuck up, Debbie. I always knew you were stuck up.
So Bobby has a very strange sense of taste and appropriateness, and he wears poop emoji pajama pants to work. But he thinks that Debbie is stuck up because she doesn't like or think well of the poop emoji pajama pants. Is that right?
That's right. And therefore, when they fired him from his job, she did not stick up for him because it was very difficult to defend this idea that instead of wearing regular pants, you would wear pajama pants.
Yeah, that's bad. And this definitely sounds like a sticky situation for Debbie in this restaurant. What happened? Did Mike ever take off? Did he leave?
Yes, because, ironically, Mike was actually wearing those same pajama pants with the emoji de popo. And the restaurant threw him out for violating the dress code, el código de vestimenta. So the restaurant made him leave because he was wearing those strange pajama pants. Okay. And so after Mike was forced to leave, after they threw him out, Debbie and Bobby ended up finishing their dessert and going to see Doctor Strange.
Oh.
So anyway, I'm really glad that the restaurant stuck by their dress code and that Bobby wasn't forced to stick up for Debbie on their second date, because that could have led to a fight. Right. But the good news is I've heard that Debbie and Bobby are getting serious, that they really like each other. And that, I know that they're going on more dates, despite what happened with Mike and his pajama pants.
Okay. Well, that was a good story. Let's see if, what we said in the story was sticky in your brain or pegajoso in la mente. All right. So, Gabe, why was Debbie in a sticky situation? Would you say that A, she saw an ex-boyfriend at a restaurant while she was on a date with another guy? B, she was fired from her job? Or C, she was very stuck up? She was very stuck up.
Déjame pensar. Why was Debbie in a sticky situation? She didn't get fired, and she did not appear to me to be stuck up. So I think A, she was in a sticky situation because she saw an ex-boyfriend at a restaurant while she was on a date with another man.
That's right. That's right. Well done.
1-0.
All right, let's go for 2. Numero dos. Why was the ex-boyfriend upset with Debbie, Gabe? Was it A, he said that she never stuck by him? B, she wore his favorite pants on her date with the other guy, Bobby? Or C, she said to him, Mike, you are so stuck up, and it offended Mike.
Why was Mike upset with Debbie? Okay, so Mike was upset with her because he said that she never stuck by him.
Excellent. Well done. Aren't you feeling smart? All right. Last question. Why did Mike say that Debbie was stuck up? Why did Mike say that Debbie was stuck up? A, she did not like his poop emoji pajama pants. B, she always wanted to go weekend after weekend to El Palacio de Bellas Artes in Mexico City. Or C, she did not like his friends.
Okay. Mike said Debbie was stuck up. I don't think she mentioned his friends. Or he mentioned her friends. So, and I don't remember anything about El Palacio de Bellas Artes en el DF. But I do remember el emoji de popó. I do remember those poop emoji pajama pants being something that he liked and she did not like. And so that's I think it is A. Mike says that Debbie was stuck up because she did not like his pajama pants.
Excelente, excelente.
Okay, well, I hope you did well on the quiz as well as I did. I personally got 3 out of 3, which is 100%.
Yes, you're a genius. So,
and we hope that this episode was useful for you. Yes. As we always do, we want to thank our newest patrons. We have a new patron this week, Cesar. So thank you for listening and for supporting this project. If you would like to support future episodes, please visit www.patreon.com/NoTeRindasPodcast.
Y si tienes alguna duda o sugerencia sobre el show, por favor, mándanos un email por questions@NoTeRindasPodcast.us.
And speaking of .us, don't forget we do have a sitio de web, NoTeRindasPodcast.us, where you can find out more about Goyo y Gabo and check out our archive of readings and videos for intermediate students of English. And you can suggest a topic. So we've been so grateful to those who have been contacting us through our website.
Yeah, the more readings and videos that we have up there, the more people we can help and the more useful we are. And that's just great because we can dig around for you here in the United States looking for things on the web in a way that may be a little different than how you would do it wherever you are. And so we can find things that we determine are intermediate and accessible easily for you if you like.
I had a lot of fun finding those videos on karate for that one listener.
That's right. We need to do an episode about karate. Gabe, you're good at karate. All right. So if you are a social media person, we have two resources. They're both at the same address, @NoTeRindasENG, the first three letters of English. And they're on Twitter and Facebook. So if you go to Twitter, we constantly put up little like quiz questions with three choices, oftentimes with a humorous little video. And if you're on Facebook, we post more like kind of like discussion questions on the weekends on Facebook so that we can interact with our fans. Oh, and by the way, speaking of fans, if you benefit from the show, if you can understand us and you're acquiring a little bit more English week after week after week, please tell a friend. Please tell someone else who's studying English at this level that this is an easy show for you to learn with. Thank you.
Well, Greg, I hope that your wife is not stuck up and that she lets you stick with your plans to watch the Sandman show.
No, my wife is definitely not stuck up.
But in either case, whether my friend sticks with our plans or not, I think I'm going to eat Chinese food tonight one way or the other.
Oh, that sounds really good. I wish I was there.
Well, thank you for having fun with me today and helping our listeners understand stick a little bit better. And I hope we can do this again soon.
Amen. Love you.
All right. Love you too. Bye-bye.